Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You, and now we're going into the Christina Liu Show, which is the highlight of everybody's week. And Sabina Miller, I see you looking a little jealous here because it's the Christina Liu Show.
I'll share it with you, Sabina.
I like gossip.
And the purpose is to talk about all the different things that are going on around the town. Excuse me. And Claudia is here with us.
Hello.
Claudia, what does the number 77, what's the significance of the number 77?
The significance of the number 77?
Yes. Or 288.
All I did is stop by to visit. I didn't know there was
going to
be
a
test.
Math problem.
I'm like, okay, I give up.
It's 77 days since Christina's birthday and 288 until her next. And I thought this is your friend.
Yes, I know. She hasn't broke it down like you, John, though.
We are planning the party. We'll talk after the show.
Christina, what's going on around town?
Well, Claudia and I had the privilege of celebrating and surprising our 10,000th Project Independence member yesterday. Which was a really incredible day. We'll give a shout out to Loretta Amon from Carl Place.
Oh, wow.
And it was a really fun event.
It was. She's been a member of the community for 42 plus years. She also is a member of Carl Place Seniors. So it was wonderful for her to have become the 10,000 member.
And where did it take place?
We surprised her at our house.
Yes. Really?
Yes.
We came with Supervisor Bosworth, Viviana Russell, councilwoman, was
okay.
there, and a bunch of there was. She got to be interviewed by some media.
Yes.
There was pictures taken. The Taxi Hispano, who's the cab who provides the transportation for her area,
okay.
they gave her a gift certificate. We had a gift basket.
It was
so
lovely.
We had balloons.
May I just ask a question? What time did you surprise her?
2 o'clock.
She was dressed.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just in case you ever surprise me, 9 o'clock in the morning.
I know your schedule.
You
yes.
won't know it's me.
We're gonna come
when
at three. You're more
door.
Of like the 3 in the morning kind of lady, right? But it was really, and it was just amazing because, as I said, you know, Chloe and I have had the privilege of being with the program from pretty much the beginning. So seeing it get to 10,000 was
it's huge accomplishment.
Amazing.
That is huge.
Yeah. It shows you just the need, and it really is wonderful to have been a part of that. It definitely, definitely is. And, you know, to the next 10,000, right?
And yep. whatever you're doing is working.
Yeah. And she was really happy. It was just everything worked out amazing. Everyone had smiles on their face. It was just a special.
Her neighbors
day.
Were coming out to congratulate her. We didn't know.
Yeah, there had to be commotion.
Yeah,
in the yeah
there was.
Of course,
right.
like,
Newsday was
house?
Filming it. There
right.
were
and then you see two
oh, really?
Town vans pull yeah. up. It was.
I think
What's
they
her name
thought
again?
She won publisher.
Loretta Amon.
Loretta Amon.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, wonderful.
Very
good
sweet.
Yeah. So it was definitely a good day. So that was one of the major highlights. And Supervisor Bosworth has been running around town, going to a bunch of different senior groups and community groups. There was a Joy Foo picnic, which is a big group in North Hempstead at North Hempstead Beach Park. She went to the Leisure Club, which is a major senior group in Mineola. So she's been all around doing that. So it's quite the
which is par for Judy.
Busy.
I mean, honestly, yeah. she gets up in the morning and just go.
Yeah.
But that's what you want. People like to see you.
Yeah, definitely.
And it lets the community know that they have a supervisor that cares. So it's just, you know, it's amazing that you can accomplish so much of this stuff. But I tell people all the time, invite her. You know, obviously, if it's conflictual, it's hard, but she tries to stop by.
Yeah.
Everything the constituents are doing in this town, which is, you know, it's very
and
nice.
She's approachable when
yeah.
she's at the events, which is wonderful. You see the constituents.
That's true, too. She walks around yeah. talking to everybody. Anybody has a question, you know. Even Sabina, I'm sure she would talk to you.
Well, we don't let Sabina.
I've spoken to her, and I can tell you what I think is an amusing story. I was at her home one day, and I had to leave early, and her husband walked me to the front door.
To check your pockets or?
Well. So you know me. So I said to him on the way, I understand you're a doctor. Do you have a specialty? And he said, yes. And I said, what is it? And he said, oncology. And I said, you're a very nice man. I hope I never see you again in my life. And he said, that's what they all say. So, no, she is very approachable. And as I'm fond of saying, she's not doing it for the money. She's doing it because she cares about her town, her neighbors.
Right. Very well said.
She really does care.
Yeah, absolutely. And it just, and I said, you know, it's what this is, segment is always a fun segment because we get to talk about all the great things that do go on within the town. And especially since Supervisor Bosworth's been around, you know, I mean, we're just, there's constantly new and innovative things going on. I mean, Project Independence is the best, but you know, there's other great programs though. Yeah.
There's a few things around.
And, you know, just to promote some of the upcoming stuff we have going on Monday, June 23rd, the St. Francis Hospital Outreach Bus will be coming back around at the Sid Jacobson JCC from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can get a brief cardiac history, a blood pressure screening, a cholesterol test, and you don't have to make an appointment, which I always think is a major sell of this program. If you're in the area, you could just stop by and get your free health screening. So.
Is JCC part of Project Independence, or not just an independent thing?
Yeah, it's just an independent. Okay. I mean, we are very connected to them. We know all the people that work over there, okay. So we refer, you know, different programs that go on there. And then on Thursday, June 25th, there's going to be a community education program called Learning About Advanced Directives. And that's presented by Stephanie Morahan, who is one of our PI nurses, and Audrey Dinsdale, who's one of our social workers. So they're going to teach you how to complete a healthcare proxy and a living will. And it's great because
so
it's one-on-one, which I think is that you have that forum to actually sit down with someone.
I just want to say one thing because I think the older person knows, you know, healthcare proxy. I know what I want. I know what I don't want. My husband was an attorney. And, of course, before he passed away, we did healthcare proxies. And he said that it is important that you put in my second or whatever it's called, knows my wishes, because you can't list every single thing. I don't want to be on life support. I don't want blah, 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 blah. But you must put in my proxy knows my wishes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what I say. You know, it's a great, you know, introduction to things. You'll be able to sit down with someone and just get an overall view. And this is at the Roslyn Community Center, which is on 53 Orchard Street in Roslyn Heights on Thursday, June 25th from 11 a.m. to noon. So just call 311 if you want to register for that program.
And it's wonderful because these are all free to attend.
Right. So as I'm saying, you know, it's amazing to have that opportunity that you get to sit down with two professionals, ask your direct questions, and just get an idea of, you know, next steps, which I think is definitely important.
Anytime you can go out and learn for free.
Absolutely.
Because they're not asking you to sign anything.
Nope.
There's no vested interest that I get you to do something. It's just like, here's the information.
Purposes.
You go do what you want with
it. Exactly.
Yeah. So that's, you know, just definitely a great thing. And then also on a fun note, the town of North Hempstead is going to be providing this free summer film series at all different parks within the town, which is it's just really amazing. I was looking at all the different options, and this is a free event also, which is very cool. And Sunday, July 19th, there's one at Clint G. Martin Park, and there's going to be Big Hero 6, which is a cute little movie for
That's
your
a kid.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
But I was, you know, and we always try to promote this program is events that the whole family could do together. The engineers are giving us a thumbs up on Big Hero 6, so everyone go to that. but it's fun because you could bring your grandkids, you make a whole family day after it. And then on Tuesday, July 28th at Clark Botanical Garden, Gigi from 1958 movie will be there. So there's something for everyone.
I love them.
Yeah, see, Claudia says go see Gigi. There we go. We're circling around the table. And then on Saturday, August 1st at 8:15 p.m., North Hempstead Beach Park is going to be showing Cinderella, which is the live-action version of Cinderella. Apparently another double thumbs up. I think we're doing good here at North Hempstead. We seem to have some winners. And Friday, August 7th at 8:15 at Charles Fuchsia Park, there's going to be the movie Home, which is an animated adventure comedy, which is there too. And
do you kids ever go to school?
Yeah. We might have to do a film segment, guys. I think we're really going. And then I like this too. On Saturday, June 2nd at 8:30, Sunset Park in Port Washington, they're going to be showing Rocky 3.
Oh, hey.
Which is, I mean, who doesn't love Rocky?
Everyone loves Rocky.
And on July 11th at 8:30 p.m., Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day, which I think we've all had, that will be showing. And on July 25th at 8 p.m., Pitch Perfect will also be, which I love that too. It's a good one. And they said all these, you know, a lot of
I'm
these.
I'm writing these down. Yeah, right?
And they're free. So, you know, why not do it? And of course, you know, on August 8th at 8 p.m., Frozen, which is, you know, the big favorite amongst every child, I think, in the world. We'll also be playing. So you can call 311 for more information on this and any other events. But I just think this is a great thing, you know, to find out what to do over the summer. You
what a wonderful calendar of events.
Yeah. Well, we've said it before. It's just call 311.
Yeah.
And Monday morning, you call 311 and you say, I'm in Great Neck, I'm in Roslyn, mm-hmm. I'm in New Hyde Park. What's going on this week? Is there something on Wednesday or something on Tuesday? They'll tell you. There's a movie, there's a exercise group, there's a heart check, a blood pressure.
And once you're on the phone, if it's something you have to register for, you're already on the line with 311, and they could register you for
the
event.
That's true, too. I'm forgetting that. Yeah. And they'll say, give me a name.
Absolutely.
I also want to say, because I've called a few different times about a few different things, they're very pleasant, the operators. They really are.
Right.
Yeah, and that's what it's an amazing, I mean, if you think, it's like literally a one-stop shopping kind of deal, you know, and it's, I mean, the fact that North Hempstead has this service is just amazing, that you could literally just call up in line and say, oh, what's, you know, here, I need my pothole filled, oh, I need to get in touch with Project Independence. I mean, you can just, whatever your concern is, it's
the
starting place.
A big shout out to Vinny and Stephanie at 311 who run it and do an amazing job.
Yeah, it's
we're thankful for having
and
them.
And especially, I mean, we could speak from, you know, the Project Independence is so connected with 311, so they are the first to know all of our programs
and
events.
They do an amazing job.
So it's great. So definitely, it's something fun to do this summer. We like to think about, it's summertime, let's think about fun and happy things to do.
Yeah,
so.
I agree with you 100%. Because the summer's over, you know. People will be complaining, and you didn't do anything.
Yes. Right.
I don't know, everybody does. Like, oh, it's already this. It's already 4th of July. It's Labor Day. You know, if you go through life that way, it's...
I know it is, too. With these things being free, it just opens it up for, you know, there's no reason not to go.
Absolutely.
Which
Take
I think
advantage.
Is amazing.
There are many towns that don't offer such great things.
And all these parks are beautiful. So you get to go see a beautiful park in addition to, you know, seeing a movie and meeting your neighbor or whoever in the community. So it's
the one thing you didn't mention... And I have never gone to it, and every year I say I'm going to, is Beatlemania.
Yes. Yeah, I have heard amazing.
Every year I try to do it, and
things.
This year it's not working out again. I forget the date, but I know it's like, oh, no, I'm not going to be here.
Yeah, I always hear amazing things about it. So
it's a mob scene.
Yeah.
And Rebecca's saying yes. No, but it's the truth. I mean, it's so much entertainment.
Who doesn't love the Beatles? It doesn't matter what generation you're from. The Beatles are just
a timeless.
Mother Mary. Whatever that song is.
Let's not sing on air.
No, let it be.
My
grandson sings that. Yeah. I actually sent the tape of him singing it to Judy and said, I think I have some talent for one of the summer programs. Would you be interested? And I'm sure she didn't know what she was opening up. I said, I saw this guy. I think he might be good for a summer program.
Yes, we'll bring him to Fun Day Monday.
Okay. No. Fun Day Monday. That's a whole different thing. We didn't even talk about that.
Yeah. Well, that's in
when does
July,
that start
August.
Even? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's July. I'm not sure of the actual. I think it's the week after July 4th, I think it begins. But
it's that first Monday.
Yeah.
The first Monday. Actually, what we're going to do right now, we're going to take a break. You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org with Claudia, Sabina, and Christina.